The next patient is Patricia Cockerell. The last name is C-O-C-K-R-E-L-L. First name, P-A-T-R-I-C-A-C-I-A. Patricia Cockerell. Clinical case of a 76-year-old white female that is followed because of the presence of proteinuria associated to the type 2 diabetes mellitus. In the most recent laboratory workup, we have a kidney function that is with a creatinine of 0.67. BUN of 23 and estimated EFR of 91 mLs per minute. The albumin is 4.3. The albumin creatinine ratio that was reported on January the 23rd, 2023 is a consistent one with 103 milligrams per gram of creatinine. And the protein creatinine ratio is 345 milligrams per cent. Interestingly, the urinalysis dipstick for protein is negative. The patient has been taking Kerendia, 20 milligrams. Kerendia is K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A. 20 milligrams daily. And this medication has improve the excretion of protein, period. We know that it has renoprotective effect, renoprotective, R-E-N-O, protective, and cardiovascular protection. We are going to continue with the same. The patient is followed by the urologist, Dr. Onishi, O-N-Y-I-S-H-I, for the urinary problems that she reported in the past. She was started on betanecol, 25 milligrams two times a day. Number two, the patient has type 2 diabetes. The hemoglobin A1C is 6.2. Continue with the administration of glucophage 500 milligrams BOBID. Number three, hypothyroidism. The patient takes 50 micrograms of thyroid daily. The determination of the T3, TH, TSH, and T4 is done by the primary physician, Dr. Maxwell, M-A-X-W-E-L-L. The patient has osteoporosis that is treated with Prolia every 6 months. Following number, the patient has mixed hyperlipidemia. Currently, the patient takes simvastatin and is very well controlled. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup.